Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi everyone, it's me, Haru, and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 398. Oh, it's almost 400. Japan Top 10 October 2021 Artist of the Month episode. This month we are going to be featuring a popular Japanese singer-songwriter, Kenshi Yonezu. And now I have a new host, Christine. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, I'm Christine and I'm your new host on Japan Top 10. And I'm really excited to share with you today about Kenshi Yonezu's songs.
Are you familiar with Kenshi Yonezu?
Actually, I listened to quite a few Kenshi Yonezu songs, but I have to say, when I listened to the songs that we are introducing this time, there were new songs that I haven't heard of before. So I've found some songs to add to my library.
That's good. Actually, I just know his famous songs like, you know, Lemon or just a few songs.
Yeah, that's a really famous one.
For me, he's kind of mysterious. He's a mysterious person because he doesn't appear on TV usually. So,
Yeah. I think he's known to be a mysterious musician, and I think a lot of his music gives off that vibe. So, Kenshi Yonezu is a musician, singer-songwriter, and producer who was born in the Tokushima Prefecture on the island of Shikoku in 1991. Since he was a child, he had difficulty communicating with people, and he was diagnosed with autism when he was in his 20s.
He started writing and performing music while still in junior high school, some of which he recorded and uploaded to the Nikoniko Douga video sharing website. In 2009, he began producing Vocaloid music using the Hatsune Miku software under the stage name Hachi. These songs gained some popularity on Nico Nico Douga, with one of them reaching 1 million plays. At this time, Yonezu had around 30 songs featuring his own vocals uploaded to his channel, but he deleted them all. But he deleted them all as his Vocaloid music became more popular.
Yonezu's Vocaloid music featured on several compilation albums featuring Hatsune Miku, two of which reached Oricon Top 10, and he released two albums of Vocaloid music under the name Hachi. It wasn't until 2012 that he began to produce music under his own name, releasing his debut album, Diorama, which debuted at number 6 on the Oricon chart and earned him his first award as a finalist in the annual CD Shop Awards.
Since then, he has released a further 4 albums and 11 singles, which have earned him 27 industry hours, over 4 million physical sales, and 7 million digital sales in Japan alone. Before getting into the episode, we have an announcement for everyone.
So, the winner of our 2021 annual listener survey is out, and our winner this year is Axel M. Congratulations! Please check your email for details on how you can claim your $100 gift card to a retailer of your choice. For everyone else, thank you so much for your participation in the survey. We will gather your comments and make the podcast even better for all of our listeners.
2021年のリスナーアンケート当選者は AXLM さんです。おめでとうございます。プレゼントの詳細は E メールをご確認ください。またアンケートにご協力いただいたリスナーの皆さん、どうもありがとうございました。皆さんからいただいたご意見をもとに今後の番組作りに役立ててまいります。The next song we have is Kanden from 2020.
げ出したい夜の方は行方は未だ不明まりまって虚しくって止まっちゃったワンワンワン失ったつもりもないが何か足りない気分ちょっと変にハイになって吹かし込んだよリンサー今日だよどうかしようもう何も考えないよ銀河系の外れとさよなら真実もどどこを閉ざしない枯れた夜でも僕ら手を叩いて笑い合う誰にも知られないままたった一瞬のこのきらめきを食べつくそう二人でくたばるまでそして幸運は僕らに祈りをまだ行こう誰も追いつけないくらいのスピードで稲妻のように生きてたいだけお前はどうしたい返事はいらないした初速と初受け時は未だ不明邪魔くさくてイラついて迷い込んだニャンニャンニャンここいらで落とした財布誰か見ませんでしたバカみたいについてないめっちゃ貸してくれハイウェイさん Your eye をもう一丁漫画みたいな喧嘩しようよシャレになんない怖いのやつをお試しで正論との分類さえできやしない街を抜け出して互いに笑い合う目指すのはメロウなエンディングそれは心臓は切なに揺らすもの追いかけた途端に見失っちゃうのきっと永遠がどっかにあるんだと去っても今度も悪くはないでしょうお前がどっかに消えた朝よりこんな夜の方がまだマシさハイスイレントークのサイレン響き合う境界線愛し合うように喧嘩しようぜやるせなさ たった一瞬のこのきらめきを食べつくそう二人でくたばるまでそして幸運は僕らに祈りをまだ行こう誰も追いつけないくらいのスピードでそれは心臓は切なに奪うもの追いかけた途端に見失っちゃうのきっと永遠ないでしょう稲妻のように生きてたいだけお前はどうしたい返事はいらない
Content features on Kenshi Onizu's fifth album Stray Sheep and was released as a physical single on July 6, 2020. It was written as the theme song for the TBS police drama MU-404
Yonezu wrote the song after reading the scripts of the first two episodes of the drama, and as it was a police drama, he wanted to make the song sound like theme music from the classic police dramas, so he decided to use a brass section. On its first day of release, Kanden achieved 57,642 downloads, making the highest daily sales of any song in 2020.
The music video for the song had over 1 million plays in the first hour and 15 minutes after it was made public and had 10 million plays in its first four days.
Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. That would be haley@jtop10.jp. And we may feature you on one of our future podcasts. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information. Next up, we have Lemon from 2018.
夢ならばどれほど良かったでしょう。未だにあなたのことを夢に見る。忘れたものを取りに帰るように。古びた思い出の誇りを払う。戻らない幸せがあることを。最後にあなたが教えてくれた。言えずに隠してた暗い過去も、あなたがいなきゃ永遠に暗いまま。きっともうこれ以上傷つくことなどありはしないと分かっている。あの日の悲しみさえ、あの日の苦しみさえ、その全てを愛してたあなたと共に胸に残り離れない苦いレモンの匂い。雨が降り止むまでは帰れない。今でもあなたは闇であなたの背をなぞった。その輪郭を鮮明に覚えている。受け止めきれないものと出会うたび、溢れてやまないのは涙だけ。何をしていたの、何を見ていたの、私の知らない横顔で。どこかであなたが今私と同じような涙に暮れ寂しさの中にいるなら、私のことなどどうか忘れてください。そんなこと心から願うほどに、今でもあなたは自分が思うより恋をしていたあなたに、あれから思うように生きができない。あんなにそばにいたのの悲しみさえ、あの日の苦しみさえ、その全てを愛してたあなたと共に胸に残り離れない苦いレモンの匂い。雨が降り止むまでは帰れない。切り分けた果実の片方のように、今でも私の光。
Lemon was written for the TBS television drama Unnaturaru, which was produced by the same team who created Miu 404, which featured Kanden as its theme song. It was the highest selling single in Japan in 2018 and is Kenshi Yonezu's biggest hit to date.
Yonezu became the first Japanese artist to have over 3 million downloads, and on this September 18th, the music video of Lemon has passed over 700 million views on YouTube, which is the biggest record as a Japanese artist. Christine, have you ever watched the drama Unnatural?
I have, actually. I have to say, it's one of my favorite Japanese dramas to date. I think, you know, for anyone who likes mystery or crime dramas, I would highly recommend it. I think the actors in there were great, and of course, Lemon, the song, was so fitting for the drama. Oh. Have you seen it, Haru?
Not really, but I... Unnatural. Actually, I haven't seen it yet.
Have you heard of it? Because I think I've seen it just pretty regularly on Japanese news at around that time in 2018. I don't know if you've seen it on the news.
2018?
Yeah, I...
Actually, I wasn't in Japan at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, it can't be helped.
But yeah, I know. Of course, I know Lemon and I like this song. And everyone knows Lemon. Yeah. And
Yeah, for a time, I feel like you couldn't... Like, you just couldn't stop hearing it because you would hear it, like, at shops. And I remember I was in Japan at around that time. And, you know, just literally every shop was playing Lemon. And you just, you know, you had to search up the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The next song we have is Flamingo from 2018.
Yo, yeah, me, it's a hazard,
Ninth single released as a double A-side with the song Teenage Riot on October 31st, 2018. The song was used in the television commercial for Sony's WFSB-900 wireless headphones, with Yonezu himself appearing in the commercial.
The song made 120,000 sales on its first day of release, reaching number one on the Oricon Daily Chart. It sold 220,000 units in its first week, giving Yonezu his first number one on the weekly chart.
When I see the screen, when I see the lyrics, like almost each word ends with I sound or E. For example, at the
So it's rhyming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For example, from the beginning, like yoyami ni tsumahajiki, kanashimi ni amazarashi. Hanagumori, kareta machi, nibe monashi, wabi shige ni, hanatarashi, hera hera ni. So each word ends with
wow.
I saw.
Wow, I definitely didn't notice that. you're so right. All of it is rhyming. It almost sounds poetic in that way.
Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. Starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
Our last song for today is Peace Sign from 2017. Peace Sign features on Kenshi Yonezu's fourth album, Bootleg, and was used as the theme song for the animated television series Boku no Hero Academia, or My Hero Academia.
It was released for download and streaming in April 2017 and as a physical CD 2 months later, when it sold over 500,000 units in its first week, giving Yonezu his first number one in the anime song chart.
The music video for Peace Sign had over 1 million plays in the first four... The music video for Peace Sign had over 1 million plays in the first 24 hours after its release, and as of August 2020, it has had over 200 million plays.
So, Christine, have you ever watched My Hero Academia before?
I actually have. I mean, I do watch quite a lot. I do watch quite a lot of anime. And I've seen the first couple of seasons of My Hero Academia, and I think the story is pretty interesting. And I think for a lot of people, Peace Sign is the first song that I've heard from Kenshi Yonezu, just because there's, you know, of course there's like a lot of people watching anime just around the world.
That's interesting. Kirby and Shanna will join you less than a week from now to bring you a brand new top 10 episode for the month of October 2021. So, Christine, how was your first episode?
I mean, it was really great because I actually really like Kenshi Yonezu myself. And definitely, I've heard a couple of songs from Kenshi Yonezu before myself, but I have discovered one or two new songs that I've only heard the name of, but actually never heard of the music before. So I've definitely added some new songs to my playlist this time. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, you know, this also goes for our listeners out there. If you've heard of Kenshi Yonezu before, but maybe not all of the songs that we introduced today.
I'm surprised that he's so talented. Like, not only he can, you know, he can write or produce music, he can also dance, and he's so good at drawing as well.
Yeah, I have a couple of t-shirts from Uniqlo that is designed by Kenshi Yonezu.
Really?
Yeah, because he had a collaboration with Uniqlo a couple of, I think last year or maybe the year before. And I have a couple of t-shirts at home actually that was designed by Kenshi Yonezu. Yeah, no, he's so good at drawing. Mm-hmm. He's really just so artistically talented.
That's true. Oh.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we will see you next time. Bye!
Bye! Sayonara! Japan!